When you buy tickets for concerts or plays or even movies, there are almost always fees attached. Handling fees, service fees, venue fees. Sometimes these added fees are clear, sometimes they're hidden, but they always increase the cost. Joining us to explain is Octavio Blanco, who's a writer for Consumer Reports. Octavio, welcome to Here and Now.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
And what are these fees for exactly?
So service fees essentially are what help companies like Ticketmaster to turn a profit. They're basically fees that get added on to the base price of whatever your ticket is, and it helps them to stay in business. But there's a lot more, as you mentioned, fees that get involved.
Like what?
So beyond the service fee, you have things like order processing fees or delivery fees or something called a facility charge. Facility charge, for example, is a fee that's set by the venue where the sports event or the concert is going to be taking place. And this is a fee that the venue gets 100% of. Then there's like order processing fees. You know, if you order something online, it's going to be easier for you than going to the actual ticket counter to buy your ticket. These order processing fees are avoidable, like I just mentioned, if you live close enough to maybe the venue or somewhere where they sell the tickets physically, and you just go there rather than ordering them online.
But you would think that it would be easier for them, the people selling you the tickets, if you don't have to go to somebody and pick up your ticket because they have to pay that person to give the ticket to you. Whereas if you're doing it online or on your phone, there's no. What's the service?
You know, it's one of these things that you end up paying for as a consumer, even though I live in New York City and I can just walk to the theater. It's not that much of a service for me. But if I live in, you know, Santa Fe and I want to go see a show, you know, somewhere else, that might be a service that I'm interested in.
But when you add up all those fees, when you start listing off all those fees, I think to myself, well, they could just easily add a Shirley fee or a Bob fee or, you know, whoever whatever they want. And they would get away with it at this point because we're so used to just, okay, fine, you know, it's going to be a little extra if I just pay the fees. That's fine. I already know that I want to buy the ticket.
Right. There are many added fees. We've seen that sometimes they can add up to 20% of the face value of a ticket. But there's also, you know, something to be said about what we might call a legitimate ticket seller versus a scammer. When people are selling really hot tickets, for example, they may be adding all kinds of fees. And so when those things are done in an unclear way or when people are being shady about it, then that's when you start going into this idea of being scammed. And then there's also the idea of being, you know, just defrauded when you go and you purchase tickets from, you know, entities that you're not sure of, that aren't vetted, and you're not really sure whether or not the ticket that you're receiving is going to be, you know, a working ticket.
So maybe you're just paying a fee for the security of knowing that you're buying it from somebody who's actually selling you a ticket that will work.
I think so. I do think that it's important that, you know, you want to make sure that you understand as much as you can what the fees are going towards, and you want to make sure that they're within a limit that you feel is fair. And then you also want to make sure that the entity that's selling you this ticket, especially if you're doing it online or over the phone, is legitimate. So you want to look and make sure that they're part of a member association for ticket sellers. You want to make sure that there's other folks that you know of or you can look up comments who have dealt with this company. You want to be wary of fly-by-night or people that don't have phone numbers where you can verify.
So I looked up tickets just now to an event on Ticketmaster that's coming up. A lot of people are excited about the new Elton John sort of finale tour. The tickets are going for, I mean, this is, you know, they're probably pretty good seats, going for $499 per ticket. And then if you buy two of them, there's $178 beyond that. It's $1,177 for two $499 tickets. Doesn't that seem like a lot to you for fees?
Ticket prices can get pretty high. I agree that it's often just amazing how much of the ticket price goes towards fees.
Well, then it makes me wonder. I mean, you're a Consumer Reports. As a consumer, if you are willing to pay a certain amount of money for a show— And then you find out when you're ready to purchase, you've already pressed, you know, yes, I want this. And then they come up and say, okay, but you have to pay this $30 fee per ticket or whatever. At what point would you decide, no, I'm not going to, forget it, I'll go out to dinner?
Right. Well, so look, the final decision for something like that is up to the consumer and what they can afford and what they can feel comfortable with. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of these fees are hidden, or at least they're not explained clearly enough at the time of the purchase. Now, Consumer Reports has a new action called What the Fee, where we're looking for people's reactions to being nickeled and dimed by fees. And we get a lot of complaints, not just on tickets to shows and sporting events, but airlines, cable. There's tons of fees that are being charged on us all the time, and that we don't get a clear idea of what it is that we're paying for. And consumers need to say that they're fed up. And if you feel like the price wasn't clearly explained to you, and then you get charged a fee at the very end, I think there's got to be a point where you say, no, this wasn't honest the way that this was presented to me, so I am not going to purchase this. But you know, the fact of the matter is, somebody like Elton John is not going to be on tour again, probably. And so
people will pay whatever it costs.
Exactly.
Right. It makes a lot of sense that your action is called What the Fee, also known as WTF in this situation.
Well, I think that's the question a lot of people have right at that moment when they have to pay.
That's Octavio Blanco, who's a writer for Consumer Reports. Thank you.
Thank you.